Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny today with our high nearing 93. Staying clear overnight tonight with our low around 67. Warming up throughout Thursday, more sunshine with our high nearing 97 and a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night with our low around 72. More showers are possible early on Friday, then sunshine with our high of 99 and more showers possible Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man was seriously injured in a motorcycle crash yesterday. That's according to the Osage County Sheriff's Office. At 4:54 p.m. at the Dragoon River Bridge on U.S. Highway 75, a man crashed when the motorcycle suffered a tire failure. The 50-year-old driver was taken to a Topeka hospital in serious condition. Barton County law enforcement authorities are investigating two suspects on multiple charges after a traffic stop. Just before 4 p.m. on Monday, sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop for an alleged traffic violation in the 2400 block of 6th Street in Great Bend. During the investigation, Sheriff's Officer K-9 Max was deployed and indicated the presence of controlled substances in or around the vehicle. Deputies did find methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and brass knuckles. The driver, identified as Leona Barr Strecker, age 35 of Great Bend, was arrested and transported to the Barton County Jail without incident. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley, yellow dwarf, virus, or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley, yellow dwarf, virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal stabbing continue asking the public for help to locate a suspect. Just after 8 a.m. on Sunday, police were dispatched to the report of a stabbing in the 2800 block of 6th Avenue in Dodge City. When officers arrived, they located 24-year-old Christian Zamora of Dodge City suffering from multiple stab wounds. EMS transported Zamora to St. Catherine's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police are asking the public for help in locating 27-year-old Aaron Andres Arriola for questioning. On Tuesday, police reported they located the black 2013 Cadillac CTS Arriola was driving. Sigma Chi's chapter at the University of Kansas is closed. The Sigma Chi International Fraternity voted to suspend the chapter effective immediately. That's according to a spokesperson. Undergraduate members of the chapter have been moved to suspended active status. The fraternity plans to eventually return the chapter to KU campus, but has not released a timetable for when that will happen. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department reported on Tuesday the first presumed case of monkeypox in Lancaster County. Confirmatory testing is currently being performed by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The person is a man in his 30s with recent travel history outside of Nebraska. He is isolating at home. The health department is currently investigating potential close contacts and will notify those who may have been exposed. Hunters may begin purchasing 2022 Nebraska fall turkey permits at 1 p.m. Central Time August 8th. A fall turkey permit is valid statewide and allows a hunter to harvest two turkeys of either sex with a shotgun or archery equipment. Each hunter may have up to two permits. There is no minimum age requirement for youth hunters. Permits will be available at OutdoorNebraska.org and at Nebraska Game and Parks Commission permitting offices. The fall turkey season is September 15th to January 31st of next year. I'm Trace Tallman. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance in-person voting at the county clerk's offices for the August 2nd primary is now open, and requests may be made through July 26th for mail-in ballots, which are due with a return postmark by Election Day. In Marshall County, the clerk's office will be open 8 to 6 Monday through Fridays for advance voting. Among local contested races, John Unger is challenging incumbent Barb Kiekhafer for 1st District Marshall County Commissioner on the Republican ticket. There are no local contested races in Washington County. The Washington County Clerk's Office is open for advance in-person voting Monday through Fridays 8 to 5. The Value Them Both Amendment is expected to create considerable interest and will be decided at the primary, as well as a number of state and federal positions. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week met with representatives of the county health insurance provider. The current plan will remain in place, with a life insurance benefit increasing from $15,000 to $25,000, with voluntary elections of dental, vision, and additional life insurance available to employees at their expense, with premiums eligible to be deducted from payroll pre-taxed. A motion was approved, unanimously approving a $139,000 bid from Masonry Construction for repointing the north side of the courthouse, which will begin this year, to be completed in 2023. Planning and Zoning will have a public hearing at the August 16th meeting at 7:30 in Gage County. There will be a hearing on the change of language, and we'll have further discussion on solar. City of Seneca Planning Commission will hold a public hearing Thursday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall regarding the ban of commercial utility-grade wind energy systems within zoning jurisdiction of the city, which extends 3 miles outside city limits. At present, commercial wind towers are allowed on a conditional use basis in areas identified as transitional ag. Traffic through Washington this week will be complicated by highway construction, which began on U.S. Highway 36. The county fair, running Wednesday through Saturday, will bring extra traffic, and Washington is playing host to the state Pee-wee baseball tournament, continuing Thursday and Friday evenings. Designated parking has been marked at the ball field adjacent to the fairgrounds, and fair parking Friday may spill over into the pit area at the racetrack. Judging at the Washington County Fair is underway today. The pet show begins at 2, the swine show at 7. On Thursday, sheep show and bucket calf shows will be held, as well as the beef show. An RC Derby is planned Thursday evening at 7:30. On Friday, the livestock judging contest begins at 1. They'll have carnival games and inflatables both Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock sale will be Friday night with entertainment by the Dueling Pianos. Barnyard Olympics, the Moto Rodeo are Saturday, with a parade Saturday evening beginning at 6 in Washington. We'll begin live coverage at the Washington County Fair Thursday and Friday afternoons with 4-H pre-fair comments from the youth throughout the day Thursday and Friday on KNDY. Dennis P. Milburn, age 81, of Wymore, passed away July 15th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Athel Offlin of at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dennis Milburn. Todd A. Carter, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private family service and burial will be held at a later date in Iowa. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Todd Carter. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef tips with rice, peas and carrots, and apricots. Tomorrow, taco burgers, Mexican rice, cheesy broccoli, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and a bit cooler today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Thursday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night and leading into Friday. More showers will be possible throughout the weekend, and temperatures will start to cool down throughout Sunday and Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70, and the record low, 54. Sunset this evening at 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Pleasant start at 63 degrees with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for county commissioner, Kathy Unger, treasurer.
The AL's all-star dominance continues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. For the ninth year in a row, the American League won baseball's All-Star Game, besting the National League 3-2 at Dodger Stadium last night. Swing and a high fly ball drilled. Forget it. Way back out to left center field, and that is gone. Oh, my goodness. He crushed it. Giancarlo Stanton deep into the pavilion in left center field. On ESPN Radio, Yankee slugger Giancarlo Stanton was 1-for-2 with that two-run homer, earning game MVP honors in his hometown, Los Angeles.
It's special all around. I didn't even put this into consideration as a thought. So to be here at the place I grew up watching as an MVP is amazing.
Twins outfielder Byron Buxton added a solo shot for the junior circuit. Cardinals first baseman Paul Goldschmidt went deep for the NL. A day after the Senate Judiciary Committee sent a letter inquiring about baseball's treatment of minor league players, Commissioner Rob Manfred said the league has made real strides in the past few years when it comes to paying those players. NBA felony charges against Hornets restricted free agent Miles Bridges after he was accused of assaulting his girlfriend in front of their two children last month. College football at SEC Media Day Wednesday, Alabama coach Nick Saban said new rules allowing players to earn money from their name, image, and likeness are good, but he worries about the effect on recruiting.
I think when it's used in recruiting and players start making choices and decisions based on promises that are made
in name, image, and likeness. I'm not sure that is a good thing. So I do think there needs to be some guidelines.
Saban caused controversy earlier when he said Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher bought every player in his top-ranked recruiting class. Saban has since walked that back. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Marysville High School Auditorium on July 22nd, 23rd, or 24th for the performance of The Wizard of Oz. Watch as the Marysville Area Community Theater brings the most beloved tale of all time to life on stage. Follow Dorothy and her three friends on an epic adventure in the clever retelling of this classic story. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $5 for students. See The Wizard of Oz Summer Musical, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Early indications are suggesting that land auction activity will be both good before and after this year's harvest. Farmers National Company says land sales typically slow during the spring and early summer, but the rate of late summer and fall auctions getting scheduled with Farmers National Company picking up rapidly. The overall number of sales and amount of land sold from now through the end of the year likely won't equal the very active land market at the end of last year, but sales activity will more than likely exceed what was seen during the slower land market years of 2015 through 2020. They say people are moving ahead with sales because historically high land price currently in the market. Another factor, the level of uncertainty and a number of factors that influence land values like inflation. Sellers worry about how far and how quickly interest rates will rise. The U.S. dairy industry says the decline of the family farm and the rise of corporate farm are not accurate descriptions of American agriculture. While the number of dairy farms has declined, it has not at all diminished the dominance of family-run dairies. Smaller family farms often grow to accommodate additional family members coming into an operation. Of the estimated 39,442 farms of all sizes with dairy cows, USDA data says more than 38,200 were family-operated. That's a total of 97% of dairies. That's a high number that's not moving despite any consolidation. For example, the number of farms with dairy cattle was over 48,000 in 2016, but the family farm percentage that year was 97.3%, a remarkably consistent number. The average size of a U.S. dairy farm has grown from 50 cows in 1990 to about 300 today. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Wednesday today, markets opening up here in just a little bit. On Tuesday, yesterday, we saw things wrap up with grains mostly lower, livestock a little bit higher on the day. To finish off, we'll see what's in store for us today. In the grain market yesterday, they were pretty consistent. They started down pretty low, and they had a little bit of movement throughout the day, but overall pretty consistent on the board. Corn market especially, they slowly dipped down as the day went on. September corn was down 15 and a half cents at the end of trading, sitting at 596 and three quarters. December corn was down 15 and a half to 595 and a quarter. In the wheat market, September Casey wheat was down 4 3/4 on the day to 869 and a quarter, with December down 5 1/4 to 876 and 3/4. In the soybean market, mostly lower there overall. August beans were down 20 cents on the day to 1477 and a quarter. September was down 21 and a quarter cent to 1375 and a half. It was mostly lower, but kind of mixed in the meal market. August was up a half a buck, sitting at 435. September was down 240, sitting at 406 and 30 cents, and was mostly red for the later futures as well. And the oil market was all red, with August oil down $1.31, sitting at 61 and 89 cents. Cotton market was down near $4 at one part in trading yesterday, but came back up slightly and still red, but not a lot of movement overall, as October cotton finished 22 cents down at $100.20. December was also down by 62 cents at 92.38. And the oats market was red as well, with September oats down 0.75 cents to 479 and a quarter. Over in the livestock market yesterday, we saw things wrap up mostly higher. They had a little bit of a dip for a short time, but
pretty consistent as well. Yesterday, August live cattle sat up 10 cents on the day to 135.72. October was up a half a buck at 141.10. Feeder cattle for August up 207 to 178.75. And September was up $2.37 to 181.80.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. The roof credit effective fees expires month's end.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Sales. They're on the summer schedule. They will have their next sale next Thursday, July 28th. And a reminder, they're accepting consignments for their annual customer appreciation sale coming up August 11th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Wishing all the showmen in the county fairs best of luck.
It is the 53rd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. We will celebrate with a little lunar geography lesson from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 20th, the 201st day of the year. It was on this night in 1969 when Neil Armstrong placed the first human footstep on the moon. Have you ever wondered as you gaze up at night exactly where those first astronauts landed? It's not hard to spot the general vicinity with a good pair of binoculars. Look for three prominent craters grouped near the center of the moon's disk. The northernmost of those is the crater Theophilus. The smoother-looking surface just to the north of it is the Sea of Tranquility. No telescope is powerful enough to see this from a distance, but the lunar lander, a scattering of footprints, and the American flag are still there 53 years later. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, sunny and 65 this hour. Highs warming into the 90s today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, a Wichita State baseball recruit and a current member of the Shockers, have been selected in the Major League Baseball draft. Pitcher Ashton Izzy was selected in the fourth round by Seattle. The right-hander from Oswego, Illinois, committed to Wichita State and now must decide between attending college in Wichita or beginning his career in pro baseball. Brock Rodden faces the same decision. The Shockers' second baseman went in the 10th round to Oakland. Rodden was named AAC Newcomer of the Year. He did lead the Shockers in batting average and slugging percentage. And in day three of the Major League Baseball draft, Manhattan High's Cade Perkins got selected. Perkins was taken in the ninth round with the 586th overall pick by the San Francisco Giants. He committed to play college baseball at Cali County Community College and graduated this spring. Perkins was a key piece in Manhattan's runner-up finish in the 6A playoffs. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
I swear that promise you someday we'll be together forever, love. I won't give up, no matter. And hours and years may go by, but my heart knows nothing of time. So don't cry, just keep me right there in your dreams and hold on to me.